Module 3. Exercise 14, page 21.
The voyage aboard the Mayflower, the ship that carried the pilgrims to America, was a troubled journey from the start. The ship first set sail in the summer of 1620 with another ship, the Speedwell. Unfortunately, problems with the Speedwell forced both ships to return to port twice, because seawater was getting into the Speedwell. After deciding to leave the troublesome Speedwell behind and transfer its passengers and cargo to the Mayflower, the ship finally set off on its historic journey on the 6th of September that same year. As most ships at the time were merchant ships used for transporting cargo, the Mayflower was extremely uncomfortable. There was very little room for the 102 passengers, their luggage, possessions, and the crew, in a space that usually held boxes and barrels. Added to this, the ship sailed through not one, but two major storms, causing a lot of seasickness. During one of these storms, a young passenger, John Howland, even went overboard when a huge wave hit the boat. Luckily, the young man survived thanks to a ship's rope that he caught as he went into the water. After 66 days, they finally reached America. However, their original destination of Virginia was 600 miles away from where they landed at Cape Cod. They then travelled on to Plymouth further up the coast, which is where they built their new home and started their amazing adventure.